We always record this, and that way we have a replay on our platform in Teachable so that you can go back and re-listen to some of the points if you need to or want to. This is the Newbie Bloggers Group. We're talking about how to create, monetize your very own blog. So I always start off because we have new people almost every time on Friday mornings. And so I'd like to start off just giving you a little bit of background about me. And Sally is my co-host. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make her co-host right now while I'm thinking about it. and I always do that. If any of you decide to do any kind of a Zoom call, always have a co-host in case your Wi-Fi knocks you off the call. Your co-host can let you back in. and ask me how I know that. Yeah, that's happened to me early on, and I didn't have a co-host. And I remember when I listened to the replay, my attendees were like, "What do we do now? She disappeared." And they didn't know to let me back in. So. And we've got Allegra in the audience, and I'm going to promote you, Allegra, up to panelists so that we can chat with you this morning as well. And so there she comes. So welcome everyone to the Newbie Bloggers. Again, it's how to create and monetize your blog. And I do have a blog. I just started, within the last 4 years, 5 years, I guess now, I started my online business. And as I put together my products and services, it kind of unfolded to where I thought, okay, I think I have something to blog about. So I started a blog, started getting a lot of requests for how to start a blog. And so we go through a whole series on this particular program on start to finish, you know, the 6 steps to actually get your blog launched. So if you're taking notes, feel free to do that. If you want to go back and listen to the replay later, I'll explain to you how you can get to that replay. But we start off by talking about your blog name. And we did that in January when we talked about naming your blog. You kind of have to start with that because you're going to go in and get a domain name at some point for your blog, just a URL. And just to oversimplify it for everybody, all a blog is a website. You're just going to have a website that has a plugin, whether built in to the website or whether you have to buy the plugin and add it to your website. It's just a website with a blogging platform inside the website. That's all it is. So don't get all, you know, out there thinking, oh, I don't know the technology. You can have a blog in Facebook. You can just blog right into Facebook. But I don't know, do you remember when Facebook went down here? Oh gosh, it's been several months ago now. And they just kind of like, their platform went down for a couple of days and everybody kind of panicked. Well, there goes all your work if for some reason a platform that you're on goes down and it doesn't come back. So here's what I recommend. Whatever platform you decide to blog on, if you decide to have your own website with your own URL so that you can advertise it, because of course the idea is to monetize the blog at the other end, or if you decide to just go on one of those blogging platforms where you're just adding your blog to somebody else's platform. Like there's one called Medium, and we'll talk about that today. You can just blog over there and it's not your platform. So it's everybody's blogging over there on that platform, and you can use a platform like that. But I recommend that you start with typing out your blog or writing out your blog in a Word document on your computer, on your hard drive. Put it either in a Google Doc or a Word doc or a Notes doc, someplace where you're actually doing the writing, and then copy and paste it into your platform. That way, for some reason, your platform crashes. You have a backup in your hard drive. And if your hard drive crashes, you've got a backup on your platform. So it's unlikely that both would crash at the exact same time, but it does give you a backup. So I recommend that you have a backup of your writing, because sometimes you're going to write a blog and you're going to look at it and go, wow, that's really good. Maybe I'll write a book someday, because you get into it and you start thinking, this is really good. I'm really writing some great stuff. And so when you get to that point, you don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose that writing. And I'm going to tell all of you now, you can start writing, even if you're not actually putting it out there on a platform. You can start writing your blog post and just saving them up in your Word doc or in your Google Docs, wherever you're going to write. And you can start doing your writing now and then turning it over into your platform when you're ready. So anyway, in January, we talk about a blog name. And so what I recommend, everybody goes, oh, I don't know, should I pick this name or that name? You want your name to kind of tell your readers what your blog is about. And if you're not sure what you want to write about, I recommend, and I'm just going to hit on this briefly and we're going to move on, but just list everything that you think you might want to talk about, that you might want to write about, and then see what's the common thread that goes through all of those topics. And I'll give you an example on myself. I wanted to write about real estate because I have some real estate where I invest. I have some long-term rentals, and then I added some midterm rentals and some short-term rentals. And then I added writing, and I thought, okay, rentals, writing. Well, that doesn't go together. And then somebody, you know, I got into this health kick, and I knew that I needed to get healthy. And so I was spending a lot of my energy on learning about health and things that I should change in my world. And I thought, okay, so now I got real estate, I've got writing, I've got health. What's the common thread? And so I had a coach actually help me with this, and I want to share what we did just to maybe help you. And so what we did is he asked me what my why was, why I wanted to have this business and this blog, and I also have a podcast. And he said, why do you want to do it? And I kept throwing things out there. You know, I want to travel more, and I want to, you know, I want to have more time to get healthy, and I want to, you know, have, you know, income so I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. And what it boiled down to was we just kept narrowing down my why. And what it boiled down to is I wanted a freestyle life. I wanted to be able to get up in the morning and do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, however I wanted. And I wanted to have good health. I wanted to be able to write from anywhere in the world. I wanted to be able to have that passive income coming off of those rentals. And so my overarching business became freestyle living. And so my blog is called Freestyle Living, and my podcast is called Freestyle Living. So you see how I could weave, you know, once I found out, you know, what was the core message that I wanted my readers or my audience to take away if they either took one of my courses or they read my blog or they listened to my podcast. What was the takeaway? I wanted them to be healthy and wealthy enough to live the lifestyle they wanted to live. And so freestyle living immersed out of that. So you can kind of see how how the thinking went there on how I put that together. So you want to come up with a blog name because you're going to name your blog post and choose your domain name to go with that. And that's where your readers are going to see that domain. And that's going to kind of tell them what your blog is about. From there, we get into, well, what platform do I pick? I've got, you know, maybe 10 blog posts written over here, you know, in my Word docs, but now where am I going to publish those? And one of the questions we had last month was, I haven't done anything yet because I don't want to put it over on the platform because I don't think I'm ready for folks to start reading. And is that okay? And that was the question. And the answer was, you can go ahead and put it on your platform. It doesn't go out to the general public until you hit the publish button. So you can go over in the platform and you can rearrange your blogs however you want them. You can name them. You can practice. You can do all of that. But until you publish that platform, no one out there in internet land will see your work. And so it's safe. It's okay to do that. And then in March, we get into how to customize it a little bit, how to start branding, and how to start, you know, getting a singular message out of your blog. And that, again, is mine is freestyle living. So as long as when I write a blog post, I can write about hiking in the woods, but I have to weave my story into that blog post so that at the end, my conclusion has to connect with freestyle living. So you see where I'm going with that. Somewhere in the blog, you have to connect with the overarching message or name of your blog post. And so no matter what, I could talk about going to an author's conference. But as long as I weave in at the end of the, you know, that last paragraph in my summary is that it's freestyle living. I can go to this conference and I can write from anywhere in the world because I'm healthy and wealthy enough to live the lifestyle I want. You see how all of that comes together. And so we talk about customizing in March. Then in April, we talk about writing and publishing. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty because now we're like, okay, I've got the name. I've chosen a platform. I now know, you know, kind of what direction I want to conclude all of my blogs, you know, where to point my audience to. But now, boy, I'm just not having time to write. And how do you get it published? And you know, what do you do with it from there? So we talked quite extensively about how to write and tricks of the trade. And of course, we've all heard about the artificial intelligence these days, which is a, and again, we'll get into that in April, but it's a great way if you have writer's block. We hear a lot about writer's block from writers, like, oh, I just don't know what to write about. So we talk about ways that we can find some templates and some other ways to get going. We've got a couple other folks in the audience. Linda, I'm going to ask you to come up so we can chat with you. And I'm not sure how to say your name. I'm going to try. Centauri, I hope I said that correctly. So come up and we can chat with you as well. So welcome. Glad that you're with us today. And it's up to you if you want to have your camera on or off.
Hey, so Linda.
Hi, Linda. There's Linda with us today. Centauri, did I say your name correctly? I hope I did. Some of the folks are multitasking.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. Some are chatting in the chat box if they're multitasking. I see Allegra's multitasking this morning. And feel free to have your camera on or off. It's whatever you're comfortable with. So anyway, we were going through the series of what we're talking about in the Newbie Bloggers and what we cover each month. And so we talked about your name, the platform, we're customizing, we've learned how to write, how to maybe get some templates to give us, you know, get us past that writer's block. And then in May, we talk about how to promote, you know, so now we've got the blogs ready to go, but how do we promote it? How do we get it out there for people to see it? So we talk about, when we get into the month of May, we talk about in promotion, how to find those keywords that folks are searching for. And we show you on the internet what folks are actually searching for on your topic. So, I'll give you an example. I was writing about passive income quite a bit because that's my whole freestyle living is, you know, it starts with great health and then it goes into passive income. And I was getting some mileage out of that, some traction. I was getting folks clicking and reading the blog post. But when I actually put myself in like Google Trends, for example, and we'll talk about that. It's a website where you can see what's trending on the internet. And when I put in passive income versus working from home, passive income had a little bit of traction, but working from home had a lot of traction. And so what I learned was every time I write a blog post about passive income, I need to weave the words in the first paragraph somewhere that says working from home, because that's how folks were searching for that information, is that they were, and I'll use this term loosely, they were Googling, how do I work from home? How can I work from home? And so if I wanted my article to come up or my blog post to come up, then I would have to have working from home or work from home somewhere as one of those search engine words so that the search engines out there would pull my article up. Now, for all of you that are listening, and we're going to ask, we're going to go around the room and ask this question, but for all of you that are listening, when you go over and Google something and all of these great articles come up, you know, how do I can tomatoes? And all of a sudden, all these articles come up on how to can tomatoes. Those are mostly all blog posts that somebody has written about how to can tomatoes. So just know that your information will get out there if you set it up correctly and you find out how people are searching for your information. What phrases are they searching for? And so anyway, again, we'll get into that into the promotion section. And then finally, we talk about monetizing. So now you've named your blog, you've chosen a platform, you've customized it, you've branded it, you've figured out how to get over that writer's block, you're writing consistently, you're publishing, you're now promoting out across your social media, you're getting your search engine optimization words in there. And so now, how do you turn that into money? And so then we talk about all the different ways in June, how to monetize the blog, how to add affiliate links, how you can add products and services, how you can link maybe to a course that you've written, or maybe you're doing a 5-day challenge on a particular subject and folks are going to buy in to take the challenge. So there's all kinds of ways that you can monetize the blog once you get to that point. And then in July, we start over. We start at the top because sometimes you have to go through it a couple of times before it really resonates. I know I did. And I thought I kind of had it, you know, but then when I go through it a second time, I can kind of fine tune it. And even today, And I'm teaching the different topics, but even today, I catch myself fine tuning all of it as well. So I do have a blog. It is called Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner, and you can find it at freestyleliving.net is my actual blog. And I'll put that in the chat, freestyleliving.net. See if I spelled everything correctly there. And so we're going to go around and we're going to talk with everyone in the room. And I want to know, do you have a blog? What is the name of your blog? And are you published? So, and then that way I'll get a feel for where everyone is. So we're going to start with Sally. She's my co-host. And Sally, tell us a little bit about what you do and then tell us if you have a blog and what the name of it is and are you published?
Okay. My name is Sally Sutter. I own and operate Mermaid Travel. It's a full service travel agency. And I do have a blog. And the name of the blog is Embrace the Unexpected. So it's embracetheunexpected.net. Don't check it out because I haven't posted for a while, but I did come up with a good idea while we were talking just to do a 2022 year in review, because if ever that year caused me to embrace the unexpected, was that year. There's a lot of things to talk about, and it's not just about what happens when you travel, but just what happens in life that maybe catches you unaware and how you react to it and where it can take you to completely different directions than you thought you were going to go. So that is it. I've had it for a while. I use HostGator, but now I feel more energized to restart it. Go ahead.
No, go.
Because as Kathy has driven home the point a number of times, don't think you have to be perfect doing it. Just do it and it'll come. So I stopped doing it because I was stuck. I wanted to do something and I couldn't do it. So I stopped doing it. But I just have to just start doing it again and just keep learning.
Sally, that's wonderful. And I do want to just make a comment on what Sally said about, she said, okay, I haven't posted over there for a while. You know what? How many times when you have searched for something on the internet, and like, we'll go back to my example, how to can tomatoes, and you're scrolling through two or three of these articles, how many times have you really paid attention to the date?
I do. Because I'm usually looking for something specific that is time sensitive. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I'm usually not. I'm usually looking for a process on like how to can tomatoes. My guess is that a post written last year versus a post written this year are both going to have great information. And so I don't get too hung up on the date. So again, for those of you that haven't blogged or started and then stopped or whatever, Don't get too hung up on that. Now, consistency is the key if you're going to monetize down the road, you know, because you're building an audience and they're starting to follow you and they're starting to watch for what you're posting. And so it does make a difference that you're consistent. But don't let that stop you. If you drop off, as I say, if you drop off the wagon for a couple of months, don't worry about it. Just start again. You know, just start blogging again. And when we get to the promotion month, which is May, when we get to that month, we're going to talk about all the different ways you can promote that URL, that actual blog that you're, that platform that you're using. And we'll talk about that. Yeah. Linda, tell us.
The other thing, if you haven't posted something for a long time, you can go back to other stuff, you know, to maybe what you started posting at the very beginning, post it again. So you don't have to come up with something unique every time. You can go back and repost something if it has been a while since you posted it.
That's true. And you can even remake one of your blog posts and maybe title it differently and use it as a template and simply rework an earlier blog post and actually repost it right on your blog and create a whole new blog post out of an older blog post. So there's all kinds of ways, and we're going to talk about all of that as this unfolds. So Linda, tell us what you do, and do you have a blog, and are you published?
I do not have a blog just yet, but I do have a website, ichooseabundance.com. And that is the overarching theme, like yours is freestyle living. And under that are pillars like financial freedom, beautiful relationships, legacy, and also personal growth, and being inquisitive about using tech to live a better life. So no articles as of yet, but as you know, I am active and out in the world, and that's a baby step. I am producing content, and articles will happen.
I tell you what, for those of you that may not be connected with Linda on social media, she's everywhere these days because she has taken a challenge to put herself out there every day. Am I right? Every day for 30 days?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And she's doing it. And so it doesn't matter when I tune in or when I take 20 minutes to scroll through my social media, there's Linda, you know? And so I love that she's being active and she's got some great content out there. And as she mentioned, each time she has content, it falls under one of her pillars that comes under her overarching message. And from that, she's definitely is setting herself up to have lots of material to write about. So good job. Good job. I love it.
One thing that I am doing that I think is helpful is I am saving anything that is video to my YouTube channel, which I've been wanting to get off the ground. So I'll be able to cross direct people from the blog to the channel, from the channel to the blog. And I think it'll be mutually supportive.
That is perfect. And that is one of the things that we're going to talk about when we get into the promoting. Is if folks have, in addition to their blog, if they have any kind of videos. And for Linda, this is just doing your little short videos for social media, am I right?
Yeah, these are under 1 minute so that they qualify as a short.
So you don't have to go in and produce some big hour-long podcast to have something over on YouTube or Vimeo, okay? So just keep that in mind. I'm going to move on to Allegra. Allegra, can you unmute? I know you're multitasking today. Is there any way that you can share with us briefly what you do? Do you have a blog and are you published?
I'm trying to, can you hear me?
Yes.
I did. Can you see me by any chance?
Yes, we can.
Okay, hi, everybody. Last class we were together. And so I have had blog ideas for a while. And I am going to, the name of my blog is going to be The Uncomplicated Life.
Okay.
And the core is, and I haven't figured it all out yet, but it's a work in progress. And I do have a number of blog posts already. But what I want people to do is, life is so complicated and complex. And I want people to learn how to enjoy life and have joy regardless of what's happening in their lives, and to uncomplicate. And so it's not about necessarily for me, what am I talking about? Like organization is organizing setting your life up so that you can have joy and enjoy yourself no matter what is going on, because life is going to happen and it's not always going to happen on your time schedule or the way you had planned. But we need to learn how to enjoy and embrace life as it comes. And so I will be talking about pretty much everything. Just how to get, how to not walk in fear, and overcome overwhelm, and to learn how to change our mindset so that we can walk in joy no matter what is happening.
You've put a lot of thought and work into this since we've talked last time. Yes.
Well, you know what? I think I had it anyway. I just wasn't ready to release it because I had to think my way through it.
Okay.
I had to think my way through it. So I've got the website. I am on Squarespace. I have it, the website, 3/4 done. So by the time I see you next time, I should have something to show you.
Okay. Perfect. 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 I love it. I love that. I love that you're taking action. So good job. Yes. Yes. Alicia, how about you? Can you tell us about you? Do you have a blog already and are you published?
Yes. So I do have a blog that I actually just published a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And so this is actually a revamp from a blog that I wanted to start last year, actually last January. And I had all these ideas and then I just stopped because I was getting to that point where I felt like everything had to be perfect. And so I just stopped. And so this year I said, you know what, I'm just going to dedicate the month of January to making sure that I publish my blog before February. So that's what I've been doing. It is called Common Sense of Style. And it's for women who, because my background is in fashion. And so it is for women who are unfashionable or who have trouble with, you know, the basics of like how to put looks together, how to style, how to find looks for their wardrobe, how to put pieces together and things like that. So that's what the basis of it is about. I only
have- come to my house, by the way. I think I need to.
So I only have about 3 posts on there. I'm still working and trying to get my rhythm of, I set a goal to post about 1 to 2 times a week. So I don't want to like overcomplicate it. So I am kind of in a rut right now, not really about what to write, but just in that getting in my head again about like comparing it to other blogs that are similar and things like that. But I'm trying to get over that. So that's what kind of drew me to this webinar today.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. And because of the girls that have followed me for some time have heard me say this before, but your tribe will find you.
Right. Yeah.
And so be authentic, be yourself, do it your way. You're incredibly creative at the fact that you're even in the whole fashion side of things and the fact that you're blogging. So I know that you have that creative gene in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And probably more than maybe some of the rest of us, but at this point, trust your instincts. You know, I know it's kind of, sometimes you want to compare how you're doing with other folks that are in the same space as you, but trust your instincts. I think you have that creative ability that you can stand apart from them instead of getting kind of included in with the same things they're doing, and your tribe will find you.
Okay. Yeah.
Your raving fans.
What's the name of your blog again?
It's commonsenseofstyle.com. And my hosting platform is hostinger.com or Hostinger. That's who I use to host.
Okay. Put that in the chat for us, your name. Well, so we can support you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Micah, thank how you, about Lisa. You? Micah, what is it that you do? And are you blogging already and are you published?
I am not. I'm on here for a couple of reasons. I'm a virtual assistant per your request today.com, which okay. I do plan on blogging. Actually kind of newsletter, blog simultaneously kind of thing. But I need to learn more about it. It's a little intimidating, to be honest with you. And I actually referred or recommended Centauri Lucas to come on, who's actually my client, who wants to, her business is blogging. She wants to get into that. I'll let her speak more on that, but I invited her and here to support her as well. So.
Well, good.
Yeah. When we come back on, I'm sure, you know, we'll have more to share.
I appreciate you sharing that. And now you say you're a virtual assistant. And you offer products and services, of course. Yes. Is one of your services, do you plan on offering to write blog posts for bloggers?
And helping them to set up mostly. Trying to work through how to get her set up, the best platforms, the best hosting, and just getting her started. She has been writing, but we just really need to understand how to get on the best platforms. And you did mention some ways to get... your blogs to pop up and things like that. So some good stuff already.
Yeah. And I'm going to show you where to find all that information.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you. Centauri, how about you? Share with us.
Hi, I'm the client.
Okay.
And I'm please. My dog is in the background. He chooses this time to bark, but if I can just get him to be quiet for a moment, a little bit about myself. I've been blogging off and on for years. I first started with a blog post. I think it's blogpost.com or something like that. That was years ago. And true story, I was working a job. And when I went on the job, I was talking to the girl and actually she had looked me up from my blog, and basically it was just about family. It wasn't that I was trying to make money or anything on it. I was interested in that. So I started blogging about family and putting family pictures. Of course, then I'm a private person. So there was a little fear that came in. I said, oh my God, you know, I felt exposed. So I kind of stopped it for a while. So I kept writing, but I wouldn't post. So now, of course, I'm retired. I just wanted to, my husband passed away. I wanted change in my life. So I'm currently living in Costa Rica. So I just jumped up, left the country. I live in Costa Rica, got nothing but time on my hand. I do some painting. I do some blogging. I went back to Blogger. So now I'm writing some things on Blogger. Total topic. It seems it's always about my life. But since I've been here, I live in Gracia, Costa Rica. So I was walking and passed a pet shop and bought a poodle or adopted a poodle. And so now I want to blog about, I got into different organization or different meetup groups about poodles. And so now my experiences with my furry companion, so my blogs and my pictures and everything are basically going to be about him. And so my website was Puppy Talk 2. And but it's not up yet. That's why I hired Micah to help me with my website building. And I want to do affiliate marketing. You're familiar with that? So I'm also in it for affiliate marketing because I'm learning all these things about poodles and dogs in general. And so what I wanted to do was make kind of little post about my life with, his name is Mochi. So my life with Mochi, and I felt that I could do some affiliate marketing on different products or different resources for pets. So that's why.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And you're already posting. So put your blog in the chat so that we can support you. And yes, I love that you want to do the affiliate marketing. That is one of the leading ways to monetize. Mm-hmm. That's one of the leading ways to monetize your blog post is with affiliate marketing. And the second best way is to create your own products and services that you're pointing your readers over to. But if you don't want to, you know, create all of these products and services yourself, then affiliate marketing is easy. And it's just a matter of you staying on top of your affiliate links and making sure that, you know, that you're meeting all of the criteria for whatever affiliate link you're using.
Perfect. I was affiliated with Google AdSense. Mm-hmm. And but when I tried to be, but that was in the past. And so I said, oh, I'm still an affiliate of theirs. And so I tried to get back on with this new one. I'm having some problems. I don't know. As I said, that's why I reached out to Micah for her help. So I'm having technical issues here.
I get it. And every site is a little different. So I understand that it is. I'm going to share my screen and share with you where to find some of this information that we've been talking about. So I got to move our faces here. This, can everybody see my screen? Sally, can you see my screen? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is the Academy. This is my Academy. And when you scroll down, you can see all my different lanes. I talked earlier about how I had the health lane, you know, how being healthy. So this is my health lane. Then I get into the real estate lane. Then I get into short-term rental lane. And then I get into building a better business lane. And finally, I get into the blogger lane. Now, if you go on down, I've got a writer's lane. Then this is a nonprofit lane. And then how to do a 5-day challenge lane. So we're going to go back up to the bloggers. Now, when you click into the mastermind, the mastermind is simply a smaller group of us, and we get together on the second Monday of every month at 12 noon, and we get down into the weeds a little more. We see what kind of problems you're having technically, and we try to walk you through some of those or sort them out. And again, that's not my expertise on some of the platforms, but I can help some there, or I can get you some help. So that's what our mastermind is all about, but it includes the course. And the mastermind, as you see, well, on mine, because I'm already clicked in there. But the mastermind, it's $25 a month to be a member of the mastermind group. And if you decide that you want to be in the mastermind group for the $25, you can choose a second mastermind group for free. And so a lot of times with the blogging one, it'll go hand in hand either with the writer's group, or it will go hand in hand with the Build a Better Business. So a lot of my bloggers are either in the bloggers plus the Build a Better Business, or they're in the bloggers and the writers. So anyway, let me know if you're interested in that. But when you get to the bottom of the mastermind where all of our replays are and all of our discussions that we have within our group, you'll see a link to the course, and it'll bring you back over to the course. Or you can buy just the course all by itself. And I'm looking to see all of mine I've clicked through. So it's $197. I was looking to see if one of them still showed that. Nope, all of mine I've already clicked through. Anyway, the course only is $197. But for just a little bit more, you can do the mastermind and get the course included. So we're going to click on the course today because I want to show you. Once you go into the course, yeah, there it is, $197. But when you scroll down on the course, here are our six steps: the blog name, get online, customize, how to write and publish, promote, and then make money. And so when you scroll down, these are the different articles or modules, if you will, under each one. And so today we're talking about getting a platform. And let me find the platform here. So we talked about how a platform or how the blog works, but then there's top 15 blogging platforms. And that's what I want to show you. For those of you that haven't chosen a platform yet, these are the top 15. Again, I'll move our faces out of the way here. And I'm not going to read all of these, but I just kind of want to show you that this information is in here for you. And so when you start talking about hosting, and here we go. WordPress.org is number one. In all of the articles that I was reading, WordPress.org kept coming up as number one. But because it's a .org, meaning it's kind of a shared platform with all the bloggers, a lot of your advertisers can't put an ad over there. And if you choose to monetize by having somebody backlink their ad into your blog, then, and hang in here with me, there's WordPress.org. I don't want to get too confusing, and I'm gonna scroll way down, and then we're gonna come back. There's a WordPress.com. And if you're a WordPress person and you want to use WordPress and you're familiar with WordPress and you want to stay with WordPress, then WordPress.com is the one for commercial use where some of the ads can backlink. So Centauri, I don't know. You're not using WordPress, are you? Because if you
actually were, I was on Squarespace.
Okay. So you're fine there. I was just thinking when you said that you couldn't link the AdSense back, maybe, you know, I just for a minute thought maybe you were on WordPress.org and they won't let a backlink come back in there because it's a .org instead of the .com. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that on WordPress. If you're a WordPress person, just know that there are two, WordPress.org and WordPress.com. So it goes through all the pros and cons. There's a little bit more programming if it's WordPress. And here's what I want to explain. When you have a platform, there's platforms that are called plug and play or drag and drop, where they already put the template together for you. And all you do is drag your picture in and drop it in there, or drag your article in out of your Word document and drop it in there, and or copy and paste. And it's literally a plug and play or a drag and drop system. And you don't have to basically put anything together to make it look like a blog. And I chose to go that route because I was doing so many other things. I didn't want to have to create how my blog looked. I just wanted to get the information there and hit publish. So when you are a WordPress person, if you're using WordPress.org or .com, you have to do your share of putting the website together. And so you have to buy these plugins. If you're not on one that has a plugin that you want, you got to go out and pay and buy a plugin. And so that, again, the WordPress.org, which is this first one, because it is a general open to the public, it's an open source. So it's a prime target of hackers. And several themes require a lot of coding that could impact the speed. And it also could get expensive because you have to buy the plugins that didn't come with what you chose. So just know that I'm not a WordPress girl for that reason. Now, number two was Squarespace. A couple of you mentioned Squarespace, and users can switch to different templates even after going live. Whereas if you're a Wix person and you've chosen Wix, your platform, once you go live, you can't change your template. The template is the overall look, you know, of where things are on the page. And so if you want to go to a whole different template, you almost have to start over. Whereas on Squarespace, you can go to a whole new template even after going live. And so Centauri, I think you mentioned you were on Squarespace. You should be able to change up your template, whatever looks good for what you're doing now, compared to what you started with, if you wanted to change it.
Exactly.
And it offers a high level of control and customization. It's got a building block feature, which is kind of a drop and drag, like I was talking about, and it supports third-party widgets. So, and that's a rare feature. And the reason is because Squarespace started off like a store, because your square is the little credit card reader. I was in the salon industry for years, and I used a little square on my phone to check out my salon customers at the end of their service. And Squarespace website came out of that. So they started with a merchant, I'll call plugin first, and then ended up developing their website. Whereas most start with their website and then they try to add some sort of a merchant pay system at the other end, like PayPal or something, if you want to sell products right from your site. So Squarespace is really a good one, and they allow those back end. So that's kind of nice, that widget, that third party widget. And again, you can easily swap the template without affecting the content that you've already created. Now, just remember, there's no auto save option in the editor. So don't forget, if you've spent the morning updating your website, don't forget to save it. There's no auto save option. Okay. But it says massive templates decrease the website's load time. So that's a tough one. Now, prices is pretty good. You got a personal plan, a business plan, a basic commerce plan, and an advanced commerce plan. And then you can also try it with a free trial. Now, I'm not going to go through every one of these in this kind of detail. I'm just going to go through maybe the top four. So here's Wix, and it offers a more user-friendly experience. It's high speed. It opens at lightning fast speed. And again, that makes a difference. Has anybody on this call ever clicked into a website or something and it doesn't want to open? And after a while, you're like, I have time for this. And you move on because you're like, I can't sit here and wait for this to open. So that does make a difference, is the speed that your website opens. Again, in the key features with Wix, it has that drag and drop. It's so easy to use. My daughter is a virtual assistant and she does everything on Wix. She loves it. It has built-in search engine optimization. And so it allows users to fill in keyword tags to help whatever you post come up in those searches. And so there's a lot of pros. And the cons is that the biggest one is you can't switch to another template once the website goes live. So if you pick this beautiful layout, and then you decide you want to go in a little bit of a different direction, which with us as creatives, you know, we kind of go create as we go. I get it. And if you're paying someone to do all of it for you, then every time you have a creative thought on how you want something to look, you have to pay someone to make that happen. And so when you're in Wix, if you decide you want to go a totally different direction, you almost have to start over because you can't switch the template and keep your content. If you switch the template, you lose your content. You kind of have to start building. You can switch with your URL. You don't have to start with the new URL, which is your domain name, but you do have to, you probably will lose your content. So you have to start over there. And you need to spend more on third-party apps to add those features to the Wix. Okay. So you do have to do that if you want to have those third-party apps connected. Whoops, sorry. I clicked my button. Let me get out of that. And another con is too many customization options might look overwhelming to new users. So Again, I'm all for the basic. Pricing isn't bad. It starts at $13 and they're $13 a month, and there is a free trial. Now, number four, and we're going to go through one more, and this is the Gator website builder by HostGator, and this is the one I'm using. Again, it's user-friendly, drag and drop, which is what I wanted. Super easy to customize it. Moving things is easy because it's on a Microsoft PowerPoint. That's the underlying platform or template of the site. So it's pretty easy. It offers a big collection of templates. So I love that. And they're segregated into different categories. And so you can just kind of put in a category and then everything they've already pre-created comes up and you can just go through and say, oh, I think I like number four. And you just pick whichever one you like the best. It offers a mobile responsive blog site and it supports smartphones, tablets. So no matter, and this is important. If you create your blog on a website, it might look beautiful on your desktop or laptop. But when you go to look at it on your phone or on a tablet, it has words wrapped wrong. You know, it cuts the word off and puts, you know, like water, and it puts the R on the next line. And you're like, what? With HostGator, it has that mobile responsive blog site where it automatically makes everything fit a mobile phone or a tablet. So no matter what your user or your audience is looking at your blog site on, it won't be weird like that. And so make sure if you're not using HostGator that you check your website on your phone and on a tablet as well. Make sure that you check all those before you publish to make sure your words wrapped correctly and the cutoff looks good. And that's all a part of putting your website together. So the Gator blogging platform comes bundled with this protection layer. You know how they talk about when you look up here at my URL, because everybody can see that clear up here at the top where I'm scrolling, you see this HTTPS, that means it's secure. Well, HostGator comes with that security layer. And so it ranks this website sometimes over other websites that doesn't have that security layer. Users are not required to purchase domain and subdomains from a third party. You go into HostGator and you get your domain and your site and your builder all in one price. So you don't have to like go over here to GoDaddy and get the domain and then come over here to a website and try to then connect your URL link to your platform. HostGator does all that for you. But now there's zero ability to add marketing extensions or third party apps and tools. Zero ability, does not let you do that. I wasn't going to do that to monetize, so it didn't matter to me. That's why I went ahead and went with HostGator, because I wasn't going to use marketing extensions or third-party apps. I can link out to those, but I can't embed those right into HostGator. And it does not allow editing the specific section of the code, which if you like to code, and you're like, oh, I just want to tweak this one little thing. Well, HostGator is kind of like a prefab template already out there. And that's what I wanted. So that's why I'm using HostGator. It does have some great plans. And take a look, $3.46 a month to start. The premium is $5.39 and the e-commerce is $8.30. So you can get started with the Gator website builder for just $2.75 a month. Now, you see what I did here? For those of you that are going to blog and monetize with affiliate links, affiliate link being used. I have an affiliate link for HostGator. So if you go into this course and you click here on Gator Website Builder, it clicks through on my affiliate link. And I actually get paid if you go through and purchase one of these plans on HostGator. So that's how, if I wanted to blog about something, that's how I would embed my affiliate link right in my writing. But you have to post somewhere on your blog, if you're going to use affiliate links, that affiliate links are being used. You have to make your audience aware of that. Now, it doesn't cost them anymore. It's like with Sally being a travel agent. It doesn't cost the consumer anymore to use a travel agent because the consumer is not the person that's paying Sally. See? And it's like here, it's the consumer is not the person that's paying me if they use my link to buy a HostGator website. it's the organization is making the payment. But you do have to make your readers aware that affiliate link is being used. Then we go on to the WordPress.com. From there, there's all kinds of, let me get this out of the way. There's all kinds, there's Weebly. Again, it's a lot like Wix. I hear a lot of people like the Weebly. You've got Constant Contact website builder, and I've got all the pros and cons there. Blogger, this is the one, Centauri, you might be using. You said it was Blogger. This is blogger.com. It's an entirely free blogging platform offered by Google. The blogs are hosted by Google and accessed from a subdomain, blogspot.com. So if you have a Google account, you can use this blogger.com or blogspot.com. And again, it talks about the pros and the cons. And again, it's entirely free. There's one called Tumblr, and we talk about it. Then Medium, and I mentioned that one earlier on, where this is a preferred choice of a lot of bloggers. It's founded by Twitter, and it's a like a community. So it's a robust community of writers, journalists, and bloggers. And so if you are a writer, it's just a place to get exposure. So if you do a blog, you might have your own blog platform, and then you might copy and paste your recent blog over into Medium anyway, just to get more exposure. So a lot of folks are doing that. And then there's one called TypePad. I've not seen this one or used this one, so I don't know a lot about it, but it was on the top 15 list. And Joomla, and I haven't used this one either. We're getting to the bottom of the 15, and Drupal. So some of these I haven't heard of. And one called Ghost and Jekyll. And that's it. So those are the top 15. So I don't know if that's helpful or not, or if that helps explain, you know, how to make the decision as to, and there's more. Those are just the top 15 in my research. There's hundreds of ways that you can blog. Again, like I said, when I first started the call, you could just blog right on Facebook. You could just write your blog. You know how you make a post? You can just do a little blog right there, and that can be your blog. You can even name a Facebook page your blog, you know? I mean, you can blog right on Facebook, but wherever you choose, whatever platform you choose to use, make sure you start with your writing over in a document somewhere so that you have a backup. Linda, comment. Nope, you're on mute.
Okay, I wanted to lower my hand, get that out of the way. I have a question that has been at the back of my brain, and it's relevant to today's discussion. So I have a domain name already. Mm-hmm. I would like to have the blog be affiliated or associated with that domain name, but I don't want it to be the only thing that I use the domain name for. Can I do that? Can I have an mm-hmm. operating website and then somehow the blog be like one tab that goes there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's what I did when I started out. And again, I'll just give a little bit of background. When I started out in the salon business, so all of you are going to shake your head at me, because when I started out in the salon business, I didn't know anything about websites, but all the girls and guys that worked in the salon with me, they wanted what was called a counter card that had their menu, you know, and who was in the salon and what their prices were and what their hours were. And so I went to Vistaprint. And I ordered business cards. So anytime a new stylist would come on board in my salon, I would get him or her their own business card showing that they were a stylist in my salon. And then I would get them what was called a rack card that they could put at their station that had their price list on it. And I liked Vistaprint because I had total control. I didn't have to pay someone. I didn't have to wait for it to get printed. I could just go in after hours, after I did a long day at the salon myself, and I have a new person. I could go right into Vistaprint. I could, you know, I kept the template, because if any of you have ever used Vista, it's a plug and play. It's a drag and drop where you choose a template they've already created. Now you can customize it if you want. But again, I didn't want to do that kind of work. I just wanted it fast and easy. And I'll get around to answering your question, Linda. So I'm going the long way around. And so what I did is I would just choose a template and I would do their business card, their rack card, and hit send or order. And then, you know, a week later it would arrive and boom, they were good to go. So then when it was common knowledge over the years, like, oh, you have to have a website. If you don't have a website, then you don't have a business, because people have to be able to find you online because everybody's looking online. And I'm like, really? How do I do that? Well, because I was somewhat familiar with Vista, I went in and created a Vista website because they were saying for $5 a month, you can have a website. I'm like, okay. So I did my own website and it was very simple. Just, you know, the salon name and where, you know, and the stylists that were in the building and about us, how long we'd been in business, and then a contact us page if you wanted to make an appointment. So it was, you know, kind of basic, but it was, again, drag and drop, plug and play, easy to do. I figured it out. And I guess what? I picked it to match the business cards. So now we had some branding going on. See, so you see where I'm going with this. So then when I retired from the salon 25 years later, and I wanted to start my online academy and my own business, my online business, I was already familiar with Vista. So guess what I did? I created a website on Vista for my business. So then fast forward, I'm in business a year, maybe two, and decided I wanted to add podcasting and I wanted to add blogging. So I go into Vista. They don't even have a blogging plugin to buy. They have a blogging template, but it's nothing. It's just a page where you're typing out your blog and you put the date, and your readers would have to scroll. If you blogged for 5 years, they're scrolling through 5 years worth of blogs to try to get to the one they're looking for. And it was like, this isn't, you know, there's got to be a better option. And that's when I searched, what is the best option for a blogging platform? And I then settled on HostGator. But then I thought, okay, now I've got my HostGator and I've got my website. How do I connect the two? Because my name on my website is Kathy Benner, but my blog was Freestyle Living. And so I wanted to keep the Kathy Benner. And again, in my Build a Better Business course, we talk about this. I love all of you that are on this call, but I will probably remember your name before I remember your actual blog name. I'll remember your own personal name. And so if I want to refer Linda to somebody, I'm like, oh, I need to refer Linda. What was the name of her program? What was the name of her? So I'm going to go to Google and I'm going to Google Linda. I'm going to Google Linda Thomas, hoping that her website or her platform or whatever she's doing comes up, because I'm going to remember Linda, but she could have, you know, a program that she's doing, then she could have a blog that she's doing, and she could have a podcast that she's doing. And I'm not going to remember all those names, but I know I like and know Linda, and I can trust Linda with all my clients, and I want to refer Linda. So I'm going to go Google Linda. So there has to be a way for that to be a connection for your audience. And so I recommend that your main website always be under your name. Even if you have a tagline or a heading or something on your website, with the exception of like Sally, she's all about travel. She's talking about travel and people are going to look. But again, I could see somebody Googling Sally Sutter instead of Mermaid Travel. They might go, now, what was her travel agency name? I don't remember. So you have to have a way for that to connect. So I hope I'm making sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you, and I don't have it pulled up, so bear with me a moment while it comes up. But I'm going to share with you this, believe it or not, is a Vista print website. And this is my actual coaching website, but it's a Vista print website. And I have, again, it looks just like the Academy. Remember I said I had the health lane, and then I had the real estate lane, and then I had the short-term rental lane, and finally the business lane, and then here's the actual blogger lane. And then it goes on, you know, so it matches exactly the Academy. And I did that on purpose so that folks didn't think they were in the wrong spot. But when you come up here to my little index, my little menu, if you will, when you come to the menu and you can come down the page and you see where I have my blog, Freestyle Living, watch this URL. Here is the kathybenner.com, which is on Vista Print. But when you click on the Freestyle Living, it opens in a separate page. You see up here on my tabs, here's the Kathy Benner. Here is the Freestyle Living. It's opening on a second page. And here is my blog opening up, and it is now freestyleliving.net. And all I did in the Vistaprint is when I had my blog on one website, the HostGator. I had my website on Vistaprint, the KathyBenner.com. So now I've got two websites and I want you to be able to go between the two. And so what I did, I created a page over on this one. Each one of and our faces are always in the way there. Each one of these tabs is a separate page on my website. Every one of these is a separate page. When I created this blogging page, the website design asked me, do you want this page to show? And I said, no, I clicked no. And then it says, where do you want us to redirect folks to that click on this page? And I said, I want you to redirect over to freestyleliving.net. So I came over and I copy and pasted that URL into that little box for that page. And I said, whenever anybody clicks on this page on my Vistaprint site, I want it to open a new page over here. And so that's what it did. Now it opened a new page and you see why. If the next question is do you want us to open a new page or open it in the same page? If it opens in the same page, and then when they X out of it, they've X'd out of my website. I wanted it to open here in a new page. So if they X out of this, click that X, it goes right back to the website. So they don't X out of the website. So I hope that makes sense. So then I did the same with my podcast, because then once I realized I could do that, I said, I can pick a podcast platform and do the same thing. So I picked Audioboom. And so now when you click on my podcast, see it here at the top again in the tabs, it opens in a new tab. So now my podcast actually opens up and it's also called Freestyle Living. And there are all of my podcasts. And as soon as I upload one of my podcasts into Audioboom, it automatically goes out as well to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. Those are the ones that kind of hold hands with Audioboom. And again, this is the link. I simply copied that link and put it over into that page of my original Vistaprint website in that hidden page. And it says, where do you want us to direct folks to? I want you to direct them to this URL right here. And do you want it to open in a new page or in the same page? I said, I wanted a new page. So when they X out of this one, it goes right back to the website again. So did that answer your question, Linda?
I'm not sure.
So your domain is what? Tell me what it is again.
Ichooseabundance.com.
Okay. And is that where all your stuff is? Is that your main website?
Yeah. I don't want it to be only the blog.
Okay. So now if that's your main website, that would be like my Vistaprint site. So now when you've added pages, because you've added an about me page and a contact me page and whatever on your website, mm-hmm. and maybe even more products and services pages. When you create a whole new page, see if you can redirect your viewer outside that website without them going to a page first and then having to click.
I actually know how to do it, and it'll send it to an external link that's not part of my website.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what you want to do. Whatever platform you put your blog on, that's where you want it to go out to, if that's what you want to do. Now, does your site, however, does it have a blogging plugin right inside your platform that your website is on? Does it have a blogging platform? Does it
have a blog? Not as of yet.
There's no blogging template or plugin that you can purchase.
It may come in the future, but not now.
Okay. So you have to go outside to have a platform. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the problem is that you have to have a name for the URL for the blog. But if you never advertise it and you only advertise your main website, you're going to make everybody go to your main website, go to the menu, click on the blog, and that'll take them to the blog. And you can do that. You can do that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I have two choices. Like, let's say I go with HostGator. I could take the route of people that don't have a bought domain name. And it would probably be hostgator.com/whatever my, I'll call it a sub channel or something, a lot like your Audio Boom, you know, it would be kind of a native to HostGator kind of a URL. So I could redirect to that, or I could get a whole nother domain name like you did, freestyleliving.net, pay for that and maintain it. And the button redirects to that URL.
Correct. That is correct. You are on the right path.
Thank you.
Yes. So, and the difference is whether you want to pay for a second domain name, or because at some point there's going to be some sort of a price, you know, to link to an outside source. And so I almost would use the word blog in that domain name.
Uh-huh.
Because we're talking like $3 a month or something. We're not talking a very expensive. If you go to HostGator and again, I'm trying to, let me go back to what yours, I Choose Abundance. You could even name it I Choose Abundance Blog.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody is Googling Linda Thomas over in just general search engines, you know, on the internet, Linda Thomas is going to come up, and I Choose Abundance is going to come up, and I Choose Abundance Blog is going to come up, and it's not going to come up HostGator XYZ. It'll actually come up I Choose Abundance Blog.
Yeah.
So if they go to your website and click on the blog tab, it'll go out to that. Or if they just Google that, they might go, oh my gosh, she's got a blog. And they could just click directly on the blog.
Right.
And that gives you the option, depending on how you want to monetize, that gives you the option to not make all your readers go through your website to get to your blog. If you just wanted to advertise the blog, you're just going to copy and paste that URL.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it could say, I Choose Abundance Blog.
Yeah. Searchability is key.
Mm-hmm. Is that helpful?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else? We're a little past of the 11 o'clock hour, but we've had great conversation.
Yep. Thank you, Kathy.
Yes. Any last comments? Did you have any big takeaway? What was your biggest takeaway, Sally?
I didn't have a big takeaway because I've been through this multiple times. It's just it was just coming up with different ideas of what to blog about.
Okay. Just getting started again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, good, good. Linda, how about you? Did you have any takeaways today?
Just that nagging question that I had, how I was going to combine all the pieces. So this was helpful. Thanks.
Okay. Micah, how about you? Any takeaways today?
Yes, tons.
Okay.
Just, you know, good platform, which platform, and just some ways to kind of combine it. Yeah. Combine everything.
Perfect. Perfect. I hope I've inspired you.
Yes.
Alicia, how about you? Any takeaways today?
Yes, my big takeaway was actually the idea of having, which is something I was thinking about, but since you said it, I'm thinking it's really something I should do, but having a main website with my name.
Okay.
Then being able to list all of, because I do also want to start a podcast and have other, you know, businesses and different routes. So having just that main website as like the hub of everything. So that was my biggest takeaway.
Perfect. 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 And you saw mine, how I had the blog and the podcast.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. And so again, don't get hung up. It depends on how much money you have to spend. It depends on the budget as to what you want to do. My daughter, who it also is a virtual assistant, she swears by Wix because she says she can do it all inside of Wix.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's got the blog platform. It's got everything. So I don't know. Again, I don't use Wix, but she says it does everything. So you don't have to then purchase a separate domain or whatever. She can do all the tabs right in her Wix, the blog, the podcast, everything right there. So I don't know. Centauri, how about you? Any takeaways today?
I think my takeaways is I'm going to stick with Squarespace.
Okay.
I like the idea of using my name. You know, so I've got to get past that fear of exposure, because I actually, what I'm afraid of is what I actually need. So I think that the idea of people will remember your name as opposed to necessarily remembering the name of your site. And I guess my last takeaway is I need to get in touch with Sally for so I can go to Japan.
There you go. Good connection. I love it. I love it. Yes. I love that. And before we go, one last thing. I just want to say, Allegra, she had to jump off. She said she had to leave because she has another call coming up. So she said, have a great weekend to all of us. But one last thing, is there anybody on the call today that has anything that they're doing or launching that they want to plug before we go? Any advertisements we want to put out there? For me, it's just join the mastermind and get the course. Sally, anything coming up that you want to plug?
Just check out my website, mermaidtravel.tours, for the tours I have coming up.
Very good. Very good. Linda, you have something coming up?
I'm planning on launching a next group of my Legacy of Love project course. It'll run here in the middle to late spring, helping people create their perfect end of life plan. And also, just I would ask a favor, if you would like to, if you see any of my posts and you would be agreeable to it, I'd love it if you would make a comment of some kind, because we live in the world of algorithms and that would help me immensely.
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Linda. Anyone else, Micah, anything you want to have coming up you want to plug?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just I put my website in the chat. So of course, I'm always trying to network, and if you know anyone who needs any administrative type help, that's my strongest suit. As Centauri and I have said that we're working through together, building websites and blogs like that. So I'm fairly new to that, but I'm going to keep at it. But administrative work is really my strong suit. So,
okay. Very right. Good. Very good. Thank you. Alicia, how about you?
I don't have anything to plug except for my blog. So if you guys definitely know someone, or you yourself, you know, need some styling tips or some advice, definitely check out. I'm starting to get into, I have all my social media like pages, but I haven't posted anything. I'm in the process of trying to, you know, get that up and running. But, you know, definitely if you want to check it out or follow me, you know, that's much appreciated.
Very good. Thank you so much. And Centauri, how about you?
I think I already commented, but I do want to say, I'm looking in the chat for, you know, did everybody put their info? I know I didn't put mine in there because I don't have anything that I'm publishing right now. It's a work in progress, but I was looking to see if everybody put their, how I can connect with them in the chat, and I actually don't see it.
Well, so. Sally was Embrace the Unexpected. So okay. I see that.
I thought that was Mermaid Travel. See, I'm
yeah, she is. But
well, it is.
Mermaid Travel is her travel agency, but Embrace the Unexpected is her blog.
Okay.
Yeah, Linda is I Choose Abundance. And let's see who else. Okay. Alicia was Common Sense of Style.
We don't have Allegra. I didn't at least I didn't catch it.
And I'll look and see if she put hers in there.
Okay.
And then Micah was Per Your Request Today. I love that, by the way.
Thank you.
And who else? Let's see. Who else?
I just got mine in there, but it's not ready. It's not ready.
Yeah, Allegra did.
That's not right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Allegra did not put hers in there in the chat. I was looking to see. And then, of course, mine is freestyleliving.net. So that's all the ones that were in the chat. So there. And part of the chat goes out to everyone, and part just goes to host and panelists. And since you girls were all, I brought you all up, I thought you could see all of the host and panelists. I thought you could see all of that. So I turned around and reposted it to everyone so you could see it. Yeah,
Can I make a comment to Centauri?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One thing is, I would love it if you'd give us your link so that we could watch for it when you launch here shortly. And also, you have such a wonderful, unique name. You'll have like instant brand recognition once you start publishing that. Take a name like Linda Thomas. There's like 15 of them just at my local bank. You know what I mean? So you've got it made in that way.
Thank you. And I did post puppytalk2.com. So it's in there now. Thank you.
I put it out there. Puppytalk2.com. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for being with me today. Come back the first Friday of every month. It's always free. You can go to the Kathy Benner International Academy or to my website, kathybenner.com, and scroll down and just tap into the free version of the blog. And that's all of our replays are there, like 3 years worth. All the replays are under that, kathybenner.com. Just scroll down to the free. And then if you choose to join any of the masterminds, send me a little note inside my website, kathybenner.com, just under the contact page. Send me a note and let me know that you have signed up for one of the masterminds, because you get to choose a second one for free. So let me know if you want to jump on board on any of those, and we'll get you all connected there. So anyway, first Friday every month, free, this call. We're going through the 6 steps. We'll repeat again starting in July. And then it's the second Monday at noon is the mastermind, if anybody is interested. So we'll see everybody next time.
Will you send out reminders or emails or anything about that? Or should it be on our calendar since we registered for this one? Or?
Well, it should be, but here's the best thing to do. How did you find me to begin with? Was it through Meetup?
It was, yes.
Okay. I do a weekly reminder in Meetup of all of my events. And all it is I just post the link to my calendar. But again, if you want to just make a note under kathybenner.com, just go to the menu or scroll down the homepage till you get to the calendar of events, and all of the events will be there. And you can pick and choose as many, do all the free stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Linda.
I have an odd question, but I think it might help several of us. You mentioned being able to email you through your website. Uh-huh. And I was wondering, is there a safe or less safe way to make your email available for people to reach out to you via your email and yet not go onto all kinds of crazy spammy mailing lists?
Well, for me, I only do, and this is because I hate having my inbox totally filled up with a bunch of stuff. So I only do one email a week. I just do my reminder every Sunday of my upcoming events. And that's the only marketing that I do. So you won't get any other emails from me. So whether you email me directly or through my website, you will only, or even through the academy, no matter how you connect with me, you only get that one email a week from me. Yeah. And then you can even opt out of that if you want.
That actually isn't my question.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know that you do try to be very respectful of our inboxes. So thank you for that. The question that I had is for us as people with a website or a blog or whatever, and we'd like people to be able to respond to us and have a conversation. And yet we don't want every like roving bot to pick up our email address. Do you have an answer to help us with that?
That's a tough one, because once you advertise it and it's out there, that's, you know, a lot of them do, you know, gobble those up and get, and you get on hundreds of lists. I have a morning every week where I unsubscribe from all of that. And that's my best advice is you can delete, but it just keeps coming until you unsubscribe. And so sometimes you have to just sit down and just go through, because it seems like you get the same stuff day after day after day. And you're like, how did they get my email? Who are these people? You know, and it just keeps coming in and you're not interested. Or maybe it is something that you click through at one time because you were kind of interested. And I don't know about you, but today I even hesitate to click through on stuff that I'm even interested in, because I know I'm going to end up on their funnel list and I'm going to end up getting emails like 5 times a week, you know, to do whatever. And so I've just gotten really choosy as to what I click through on. And then the rest of the time I unsubscribe from a lot of those. And as a creator, let me tell you, do not be offended if somebody unsubscribes from what you've put out there. Do not be offended if they unsubscribe. It's okay. You know, because your tribe will find you, your raving fans will hang in there, and folks that really are connecting with your message will continue to connect with you. And so don't take it to heart. Don't take it personal if your best friend unsubscribes from your blog after they've signed up, and then they go, why are they unsubscribing? They're, you know, I thought we were buds. So just don't take it personal. But that's my best advice, is just take some time to unsubscribe from all of that, because it's almost impossible to avoid folks from picking up your email. Now, what you could do is a separate email, and not your normal email that you use all the time. You could connect that contact me page in your website or whenever you're out there and have a separate email, so that all you're looking for there is somebody that's interested in your products and services, and then you can just delete the rest.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just to make it less time consuming.
Yeah, I'll throw this out just in case anybody's interested. I've set up a thing where if someone opts into like sign up for my email list, I've set it up that I receive a text that somebody opted in. And here in the early stages, it's so encouraging to see that, you know. So just something that somebody might be interested to know.
Yeah, that is, it is encouraging, you know, but again, don't get discouraged when somebody opts back out. Mm-hmm. Just don't take it personal.
It's good to know who isn't a fit as well as who is a fit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Any other comments before we go? Nope. All right. See everybody the first Friday. So we'll see you next month.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.